more than ever before, our society is experiencing a cultural identity crisis. There are more boys who think there are girls, and then there are girls who think there are boys. There are grown men and grown women who are rethinking their gender. And those who are not thinking their regender, they're engaged in the debate of gender roles. What is the role of the man in society? What is the role of woman in society? Then we have our top biologists that cannot tell us with certainty what a woman is. Fatherhood, motherhood, and family values are being undermined. Biblical values are being undermined. And as a result, we have a society that is morally decaying, living in brokenness, emptiness, and in insecurity. Confusion brings insecurity. Not only is the deceiver bringing this identity confusion into our society, but he's also playing this trick. He's also playing this, bringing this same strategy into the minds of some Christians. And helping them, or rather, causing them to doubt their identity in Christ. If you are a son of God, if you are a son of a daughter of God, why are you going through this? Why is this happening to you? When this happens, they begin to have an identity crisis. They begin to question what God is doing. When this happens, their faith is weakened, and their prayers are weak. And as a result, they don't receive fully all of the This morning we are going to be looking into what really means to be a child of God. The blessings, the privileges, and the power that the heirs of heaven are given when we are adopted into the family of God. We will also see the results of losing focus or doubting who we are in Jesus Christ. This morning, as I present to you some biblical truths about our identity, I want you to examine yourself and see how seriously you take your identity in Christ. When travelers get lost going to a destination, they resort to a map to put them back in course. As Christians, we often get lost in the wilderness of doubt and confusion. And when this happens, it is essential for us to turn to the Bible and be affirmed of our identity, our inheritance, and our destination. And with this in mind, let's turn to our Bibles and see where identity comes from. Who gives us our identity? identity. Who gives our identity? Why and when do we receive our identity? 1 John 3:1 answers the who and the why. Yet to all who did receive him, so that's the second one here. Let's go back one more. What happened there? Right there. This answers the who and the why. See what manner of love the Father has lavished onto us, that we should be called the children of God. Who gives our identity? God gives our identity. The Father gives us our identity. Why? Because He loves us. 1 John 1:12 tells us when we get our identity. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gives the right to become what? Children of God. When we receive Christ into our hearts and publicly declare our faith through baptism, a couple of things happen in heaven. First of all, there's a celebration in heaven. Did you know that? Did you know that when you were baptized, there was a celebration in heaven for you? Second, our adoption into the family of God is affirmed. Our names are written in the book of life. We are counted among His beloved sons and daughters. And as a result of this, as His children, all the resources for heaven, spiritual and material resources, are available to us. The spiritual resources to fight everyday spiritual battles. The material resources to live out our God-given dreams, not our own carnal pleasures, to live a life full of joy and meaning, because our Heavenly Father delights to see His children prosper, fulfilled, and happy. Jeremiah 39:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I know. Critics say that we misuse this promise. That this promise was only for those exiles coming back from Babylon. God did love the children of Israel more than us. These critics also forget that God is the same yesterday, today, or tomorrow. I, as a father, have not stopped praying for my children, for them to have a deep relationship with Christ, and for them to prosper in life. Yes. For your children or your grandchildren to have a deep relationship with Christ and to be prosperous and successful in life, then why should we think of our Heavenly Father? life look like or should look like. It is a life full of meaning, purpose, and assurance that no problem is without a solution in Jesus Christ. Let's consider the lives of the disciples before they encountered the power of the Holy Spirit. Their former lives were marked by fear, confusion, limiting darkness, unhealthy patterns of thinking, and lack of celebrate your birthday. You don't forget your birthday. You don't forget your anniversary.
40 trillion, okay? We're only the trillions. We're only the 12 digits to the left. To the left. 12 trillion. And then after the trillion, we have the quadrillion, quintillion, sextillion, septillion, octillion, novillion, decillion, centillion with 33 zeros to the left. Or, that's, I'm sorry, that's centillion. 303 zeros. And God does not put a price on you. Now tell me the truth. How many of you? How many of you rise up in the morning and you grasp this idea, this concept, and you go about your daily life feeling important about your identity? A lot of you, I know you have a problem grasping with this truth. And you are worthless now. Help me. This here is Kate Middleton. She was a commoner. And it was the law that commoners could not marry royalty. But because this law was very old, and William was determined to marry Kate, the queen abolished this old law. And William did marry Kate Middleton. And with the help of tutors, Kate was able to think like royalty. Kate was transformed into the Princess of Wales. Kate was told how to approach Kate was told, tutored how to eat, how to think, how to walk, how to sleep. Royalty. Royalty. Day after day, she had to think royalty. And her children are going to grow up with tutors teaching them how to grow royalty. We also need this kind of transformation daily. You are destined to sit in a throne. Did you know that? You are destined to sit in a throne. And if you have a hard time believing this, may I explain why you feel distant from God and your prayers not answered. On the other hand, if you do believe that you are destined to sit in the throne and in a throne, but why then all the troubles in your life? The answer is because those that He loves, deals with them through hardship. Moses, before being the leader of Israel, had to shepherd the flock. Joseph, before sitting on the throne of Egypt or ruling Egypt, had to go. For such a role.
in the Word of God, learning to live like heirs of heaven. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Colossians 3:1-3 says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." Very controversy, page 555. "It is the law, both of intellectual and the spiritual nature, that by beholding we become changed. The mind gradually adapts itself to the subjects upon which it is allowed to dwell." As a member of the royal family, you have power, authority, and heaven resources. Let's look at some of the spiritual resources that God gives us. 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." Luke 10:19. "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by me hurt you." 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Here's some more spiritual resources. His Holy Spirit. God gives us His Holy Spirit. He empowers us to accomplish great things. The Holy Spirit helps us accomplish great things for ourselves and for His kingdom. He is also our counselor and guide. God also gives us His peace that surpasses all understanding. He sends His angels to protect us, and He gives us straight line of communication to Him. Those are our spiritual resources that God gives us to communicate, to help us, and to help us to grow. Material resources. And I love to talk about this, especially to the young people. All the resources of heaven are at your disposal to use them to expand the kingdom of God and to pursue your God-given dreams. All the resources of heaven at your disposal. My witness is our church here in England. He did not rely on any type of help outside of God. He raised millions of dollars in order to build orphanage and feed thousands of orphans. Just by using the key of prayer. The key to the resources of heaven. Ellen White was able to raise a lot of money to build so many sanitariums and hospitals and schools. somebody donated $600,000 right there just for that project. Do you guys remember the Rick and Jade's onion? They're in Thailand. He heard me speak about this one day, because I had spoken about how God had just paid for the tuition for my college and for my daughter. And he heard me speak this, and he came up to me one day, and he says, and by the way, he was looking for a purpose in his life, for meaning in his life, and he says, I want to be a missionary, but I need so much money to go out there into the mission. And I said, no problem. Well, I said to him, it's God's will, it's God's will. Just leave it up to him. Just give him your dream. We did. We prayed about it. For a while, I'm not sure how long we did, but we prayed about it. And then I said, doors will start opening and I want you to walk by faith. And he kept telling me that he put in his application, they accepted him, but he had to raise all this money to travel. And I said, fine, now let's see if God's going to answer the prayer. And I have a company, this cleaning company, and this one day, this lady called me, and we don't do residential, we do commercial, but I told the lady, look, I'm going to just send a friend of mine to help you clean out. And he did. We went out there to Rouge, and this lady, he cleaned out the house, but then she wanted the garage, and it turned out to be a big project, and he was calling me. He says, hey, this is getting big to be a big project, and this lady's going to have to pay me a big bill. Will she do it? Oh, yes, she did. But he said, you know why I'm doing this? Because me and my family are going to be missionaries in Thailand. Well, that baby gave some more money. I'm not sure if it was 1,000 or 1,500. We'll ask him when he comes back. Okay. But that gave him an idea. He came home and put everything for sale in his the garage sale. And then he started telling everybody he was going to be a missionary. And people started giving money and more money than what he was asking for. That's how we ended up in Thailand. What I say to the young people is, whatever your dream is, your God-given dream, give it to God. If it's His will, it'll be His will. Don't ever doubt Him. All the resources, spiritual and material, are ours. To expand His kingdom, years ago, let's see what time it's going to be. Let's get this one, okay? What does it mean to be a child of God? To be a child of God means to have interest in our Heavenly Father's interest. Or rather, what God cares about. To be a child of God means that we should be interested in what our Heavenly Father is interested in. And that is mission focus. Matthew 6:33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you. Matthew 28:19 says, therefore go and make disciples. obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Do not fear or be discouraged. That's what Paul says. We are Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us. And I say to you this morning, or rather, God will say to you this morning, do not fear or be discouraged. I am with you. I have chosen you to lead your family. I have chosen you to be my representative with your friends and relatives. I have chosen you to be the light of your neighborhood. I have chosen you as my representative in your work area. We are heaven's messengers with a wonderful message. And Ellen White says, and Christ also left lessons somewhere. And I think you can help me find this quotation. She says something like this. As surely as there's a place for you in heaven, there's a place here on earth for you to do your mission work. She says something like that. As surely as there's a place for you in heaven, there's a place for you here on earth so that you would focus your mission. Now this is a partial list of what it means to be a child of God. Now, let's look at the results of falling into the trap the enemy wants us to fall in. Doubt and insecurity. Doubting our identity in Christ. Results of not taking it to heart, taking our identity in of Christ. Here we go. Right there. Weak, anemic prayers. No confidence before God. James 5:6. Lack of spiritual growth. Staying immature in the faith. Hebrews 5:12-14. Struggling with fear, doubt, and discouragement, losing sight of God's promises. 2 Timothy 1:7. No fulfillment in life, chasing emptiness instead of walking in abundant life. John 10:10. The loss of life, of love for the gospel. These are the results of not taking to heart our identity. These are the results. This is the last one that I'm going to mention. There are several more. Loss of love for the gospel. Hearts go cold towards Christ's mission. Revelation 2:4. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did first. In conclusion, if we don't correct the course of our doubtful thinking, we will end up at a different place in life, unfulfilled, regretful, Because identity drives behavior. Identity drives behavior. If you believe you're a child of God, you'll walk in confidence, showing the fruits of heirs of heaven. And I will end with this from Adam Clark's commentary, Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, that you may understand what is the glorious abundance of the spiritual things to which you are entitled in consequence of being made children of God. For if children, then heirs, heirs of that glorious inheritance which God has provided for those he died for. May God bless you this morning. And may you take this message to heart. The identity